service, Kafei Tishrei HaEtav Shemem Beis, October 23rd, 1981, on Friday.
When did you leave off? Tav Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom or Tav Gimel Amud Beis on top? What?
I think
I'm about to Bottom Gimel Amud Aleph, all right. אמר השמור בעל יצחוק לא ישון עומד הכונסס רבייליך שאין בו דדינים קבועים, אמר בשנים חמישי אבל כן עם הכונסס רבייליך שבו דדינים קבועים בכל יעיל איש על ניסי בכל יעיל כן עם הכונסס רבייליך מי דהה והווה מי דהה והווה So why are we discussing it? לא רקומה אי כבו דדינים דקבועים או ידנה כי כן עם הכונסס רבייליך איש על ניסי So the Gemara is saying that, in other words, that if there is but a dinim that akavua every day, so the time of time is psulim is not shayach because every day is the same. So the main reason is b'chonim. The Gemara does not discuss the situation that exists today when but a dinim are not kavua any day. In other words, there are three situations. One situation is. After Takone Cesare, that Bodidinim were kvuyim only b'sheni v'chamishi. One situation is when Bodidinim came to Takone Cesare, or that Bodidinim were kvuyim every day. And then there is a third situation that Gemara doesn't discuss, when Bodidinim unfortunately are never kvuyim, like today. We don't have any Bodidinim kvuyim. So, some melee, the same halacha would apply what Rishini pointed out. Just as the Gemara says, in the case where Bodidini akavua every day. So there is nothing peculiar about Nisis Gerbi. So Ishid Nisis Bichonye, the same thing is true. If Bodidini manat kavua on any day, so there is nothing peculiar about Yemor be accepted from the point of view of Shom, but from the point of view of time is Psulim, so there is no difference between one day and the other. So Ishe Nise is B'chol Yeh. But Yemor Esikashe, even Bodidini Makavua, every day, so still, Obinon Shogdu, so we talk, Man Shogdu, Titanye, Mifnima Omru, Psulon Nise, Yemor be, שאם הוא יורי, תניס פסולים, הוא יומש כאילו ליבז. מה שאוב לא היכל שאני נשאוב דו, הוא דימק שני הרי. הוכי, אם משום דו מה שמוי לי, הוא לס מוי סווים אני לא אמוי אחי. Where is the price of mention shop? So, this price of mention shop. שאם הוא יורי, תניס פסולים, הוא יומש כאילו ליבז. ותינוס נאו, אם דרם פוינט סאוט, that today, איש או איזניסיס בכל יאי, for two reasons. First of all, because unfortunately we don't have any Bodidinim Kvuyim any day. And then, because today every Nisuin has the din of Kidei Shubar Alta, because we combine the Kedushin and Nisuin. So the Mele, it's not Chayach to say Tanis Tzum. Because even if she's an Eishes Keyeh, let's say, today, if the Baal will come and he'll say, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so even if she's an Eishes Keyeh, and Bezdin will say, she's with Teres Rebailo. Because Nastam, we assume that Kedem Gdushi was in so. Even though there is a possibility that even today, she's in so tachat a few minutes after the Chuppah, but that's something unusual. So mainly we do not consider it as a Sopi. So today, even by Eishes Keyeh, if we'll say Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so we assume that she was Mizaneh before the Kedushin. So she would tell us about it. So because of these two reasons, today a Psuo can be Nises anything. Now, how about Friday? So the Assembly Shem will say that Friday not. Now, Teisa says, now let's see what Teisa says. Yike Bodidini, Nira Levi, the Bikobo can be Nises Bishish, the Yivonim Bishabbos, ויאטו ליד עם ביסו אב בשישי, משום די בזן קבוי, ואם יש לי תנס פסויים, יוכל ליקבר בשבס בפני שלישו, כמו בשו ימי סשבוע. Maybe sure the Nisa Shavuot. Now, this Taisa says in connection with the case where Batidini Makavua every day. Every day. So Taisa says, but Bishishi not, because Ain Doni Bishabs. So there, so Taisa says, the Ataliyah Nisa Bishishi Mishim Din Bezn Kui. ואם יש לי תן את ספסולים, יוכלית לו בשבס, בפני שלי שאוך מי בשור, ימי סשבוע, ועד השאלים הוא החלק, עם תסס. And they say that בשבס, you cannot present the תן את ספסולים בפני שלי שאוך מי שבס. So the way that that means, according to this, רשאלים, in the situation where בזן is קבוע every day, so then, Bnei Mashishi couldn't get married. But in the situation where Bezdin is not Kavua on any day, so then, according to all the Shem, can get married even on Friday. There is a Shittes HaRishem, but we don't fast like that. I mean, neither the Mechaba nor the Ramon nor any of the Nesikelim, so fast like that. There is a Shittes HaRishem, there's the Shittes of the Rif, that Mishum Gzeiras Bnei will see it. In the Gemara, Dav Zayin, Mishim Gzeiras B'Neiv, so a woman could not get married on Friday, lest it will be to Chil Shabbos. In other words, he gets married on Friday, so the big Suda will be Friday night, so he might, in his absent-mindedness and in his preoccupation with the Suda, so he might be shaking, Chas V'Sholem, let's say, a Shecht in B'Neiv, there will be Chil Shabbos. But that's the sheet of the leaf, but we don't pass like that sheet. We'll discuss it in the Gemara Dav Zayin. Anyway, the Bina Giyua for hundreds of years was all weddings took place on Friday. Dafke, for hundreds of years, the minig was that weddings took place Dafke on Friday. In other words, they want Cheshish for the sheet of the leaf. For the sheet of the leaf. All right, so he said, Vol Repeirish HaKuntves Dafke B'Meir Kovu. אם הנישואים שלו ייקח לסבור אדומו יובל אינטר שסס מום בבזן ואישה יכולים לרח של כך. But Taisa says all that in regard to the situation that existed in the days of the Rishonim where the Bezdin was Kavua every day. So in the medieval ages, so when Jews were in the ghetto, but it had its spiritual advantages. So that came those days. So Bezdin was Kavua every day. But today, that unfortunately, Bezdin is not Kavua on any day, so in spite of all the notices in the newspapers, this Bezdin and that Bezdin is in session, but today, the real facts are that Bezdin is not Kavua on any day. On any day. Unfortunately. So the melee, so it's certainly muter for Ipsulo to get married on any day, including Friday, without any discussion, except according to the Shite of Gzeiro Shema Yishrei B'nei, but we don't pass like the Shite of Gzeiro Shema Yishrei B'nei. Alright. My show of the time, if the Malam Upsulon is in Bavi, Shema Yolei Tani is Psulim, for your mask can be bez, vitino seder achot v'shabes. So, vimo yolei tani is Psulim, for your mask can be bez. So the price is said, from the point of view of Takone of Tanis Psulim, so he cannot get married on Monday and on Tuesday and on Thursday and on Friday. But why shouldn't a Psulo get married, be able to get married on Sunday? So the same time of Tanis Psulim is Shayach Rigabi Sunday as it is Shayach Rigabi Wednesday. So that's because of Shabbat. שובו חכמה כל את ניס ישראל שיודם תראה ביסודה שלישי יום עם אחד בשבת ושני בשבת ושלישי בשבת וביובי קייסו Now let's see the Rashi מי שובו יכול שיות שינוי שובו במה שנרוך אם משום דו אמר שמואל ולסל נויס ונאו אמר יחיד So Now then the Gemara said, "Umisakone veilech noa go the prices. Umisakone veilech noa go om lichnis bichshlishi veloimichu biyodem chachomim." We come first, and umisheni loikis. Now with regard to Vishen Elikneis, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe. Rashi says Vishen Elikneis Bishvelis is a kone, Vim Tzorich La'atya Bishvelis a kone chachomi, Elo Yimechot, Viyet Reach, Mias, Shnei Yomim, Bitzeichei Sud. So, Vishen Elikneis Bishvelis is a kone, Vim Tzorich La'atya Bishvelis a kone chachomi, Elo Yimechot. In other words, even if there is a reason as to why the Psula shouldn't get married on Wednesday because of the Sakone, so that means because of the Sakone, so she can get married on Tuesday. So the melee, so then to be able to prepare an elaborate sudeh of 2 days preparation, not 3 days. Mashenkin, if she will be allowed to get married on Monday, so then she will not be able to be tereach even 2 days. Even 2 days. So Mimele, in other words, there is a takonis chachonim that he's not allowed to get married except if he is able to provide a sudeh, an elaborate sudeh of that involves 3 days preparation. But if there is a hardship situation because of Sakone, so then we dispense with the Takone. But because of the hardship situation, but since the hardship situation only prevents him from getting married on Wednesday, so the Mele, we do not allow him to get married on Monday. Because if he gets married on Monday, so he will not be able to prepare 2 days. He'll be able to prepare only 1 day. So in other words, so true, we can dispense with the takonis chachonim of shogim, but only to the extent that it is necessary because of the hardship. But over and above the necessity that is involved, so we cannot dispense with the takonis of shogim. There is a very strange Maram Shif. I don't know whether he went over it. The Maram Shif says something, we'll discuss it later, the Maram Shif. All right, anyway. So this is how Rashi explains. Rashi explains the Gemore, the Braise of Shinu Yichnis, that it has reference to the case of Sakone. But, Uvishinu Yichnis, Pirish Akuntas Abu Vishas Sakone, they lack a Vishinu Takonis Chachomim Ali Mechon. In other words, to reduce the Takone of Shogdo 3 days, to 2 days, but not more than is necessary. Because when we do about the time of my enemies, you in what I want, also call it, have we be fracht three racial savory to the racial shinu lichlis, a few wishes as a comet, the evil it's war, the mishmoch, the poor claim she little fuche, we mach masenes, pero she is a comet, a we use nishi mutalichlis. We mach masenes, pero she is a comet, a we use nishi mutalichlis, the shade. We near a lady, the mills about the napshi. So the it's war agrees with Rashi Pshat. But the Ri has another pshat in the price. We near the Ri, the mills and up and up she, the liar of his opponent, who we shame the Yichneis, who had been the Gimu, and will knock out, be ways, Mishim Boy will miss the Vi Machmas Enes Muta. So according to the Ri, it has another pshat. In other words, the price is saying that he has to be Kaneis, he has to be Kaneis, Dafke, he has to be Neiseis, Absolo, Dafke, Bobi. But not on any other day, except if there is a sakone. But if there is no sakone, so then he's not allowed to be Kenis Bisheni or Bishlishi. So in other words, according to Rabbi Pshat, it really repeats the same aloha. It emphasizes the same aloha, that only when there is a sakone, so then he can be Kenis Bishlishi. But if there is no hardship situation, so then he cannot be Kenis Bishlishi. Okay. So not only b'shas sakone mishmach masakone it's muter to dispense with that akone of psula nisbirvi. In other hardship situations, machmasaines, the Gemara will explain it. What does it mean? Alright, so Gemara starts explaining. My Sakone. What does it mean? What does the price mean? when it says Misakone Veilech, Noag, Noag, Ho'om Lichtis Bishlishi Velomich Biyom Chachot. My Sakon. Ile Imedam Repsulam Yislimovi Tehorei. So there was a Gzeira of the Malchus. I mean, all these Gzeiras took place in the time of the Yevoni. So there was a Gzeira of the Malchus that if a Psulo is Nisis Vimovi, so then she has to get killed. In other words, why should they issue such a decree? Because they aimed at being Iker the Das Yisrael, the Yevoni. So the melee. So then it is Mutea. Ilay Madame Repsulanism of we Tihoing Noagu Ligamra Mikre. Ligamra Mikre. So we should. So why does this, what the price say? In other words, the Chachomim didn't mind if somebody Bishas Sakone, when there was such a Xere, that any Psulo that gets married on Wednesday has to get killed. So the Chachomim didn't mind, did not object towards getting married on Tuesday. In other words, and they didn't mind even if she got married on Wednesday. How could a Chachomim tolerate such a situation to expose the Nishei Yisrael to being killed? Now, what is Rashi saying? Nikre Noah. Beat me up. Sakon is nefoshes. V'yat amret Noah go lichnis v'yim shlishi. Avon mekeh v'viyo igamre lo yokhu. Nikre v'yisaknu lehem. Yomim acher. V'yisaknu lehem. Yomim acher. Yisaknu lehem yomim acher. So, Rashi emphasizes that the Gemara's kashi is not Nikre. Let's dispense with the whole takone. It's a question of sakon is nefoshes. So let's forget about the whole takone. After all, Pekach Nefesh is Deirche Kol HaTerekome, is Deirche all the rises. So it couldn't be Deirche Itakon Es Chachomi. But Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara that way. Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara that way. Nekre, but in other words, let's dispense with the whole Takone and forget about the Takone because of Sakone Sefoshes. But Rashi explains it. Nekre, v'yisaknu lehem yomim achir. V'yisaknu lehem yom machir. Why v'yisaknu lehem yom machirim? Why not? Nekrei, because of Pekuach Nefesh. So let's forget about all that one. So Rishini discusses it. Rishini Kobetzes discusses it in great length. In other words, it's not so cautious. Assuming that the Gzeiras HaMalchus was Psula Hanises Lehem Ovi Tehom. So what was the Kabbalah of the Malchus? Just to be Ikedas Yisrael. Why? Why should they object towards a psula getting married? What, how does it affect them? The answer is, it's lahaches, to be Ikedas Yisrael. Now the halach is the Bishas HaShmat, so that's a Shas HaShmat. So the Gemara says that Bishas HaShmat, so even Harkes and the Misane, when it's a question how to tie the shoes, I mean whether with black shoelaces or red shoelaces, so according to Rashi, so the minig Yisrael was one kind of shoelaces. So it was a minig tzlius of Yisrael. And the Chachomim had another minig, red shoelaces. So there is a chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh. So how can the Gemara say, Netrei, let's forget about Takone? It's Shas HaShmat. If that is the Kavone of the Malchus, to be Eichir the Das Yisrael, so then there is a chiyuv to be Miseres Nefesh. But of course, I mean, if any couple will ask Beis Din, so then Beis Din will advise them not to get married, to postpone the marriage. I mean, or to get married on another day. But there is a chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh. The real Miseres Nefesh. Yes.
So doesn't that mean that one must stop? Does that mean that one must stop not avoid the possible punishment?
No, so let's say, one second. Suppose there is such a Gzeiras HaMalchus that Psula Anisim Imovi Tehorot. So then there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. But Kiddush Hashem means to show the goyim that they cannot eat. intimidate us.
So that into,
it's area. Yeah, one second, yeah. But suppose they can manipulate, they'll get married on another day, but the Malchus, the Chovim will think that she didn't get married. Then it's muta. That's what I meant when I said, like, it's either, so Bezdin will chas v'sholem not advise the Bnei Yisrael, get killed. But it's mitzvah to get killed. There is a chiyuv of miseras nefesh, but if you can avoid getting killed, so by all means, you have to avoid getting killed. Either Bezdin will say, if there is no way, you know, of getting married on another day, in such a way that the goyim will not find out, so then Bezdin will tell them, don't get married. Stay unmarried for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, not to get killed. Oh, and if Bezdin can advise them, let's say, to get married on another day secretly, and the goyim will not even know. So then, of course, Bezdin will advise.
What is it? Rabbi Akiva should
have not taught
Torah. I mean, what?
All right, so the Ram says, let's not go into that now. We haven't reached the thing yet. So the Ram says, God Lado has a right to dafke to do it in order to arouse the Messiah's nefesh feeling in Klal Yisrael. But that's only for God Lado, not for an ordinary Jew. You see, but Gemara says, so that's why Rashi explains it. Not that the Gemara discussion is if there is such exeris of Malchus, so the Jews should forget about it. No, there is a need of Arkas and Insane, but the Chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh is incumbent upon each and every Jew and Jewess to Miseras Nefesh themselves, even for Arkas and Insane. But as far as the Chachomim are concerned, so the Chachomim can change the Takone, and the Chachomim can convene and bring misake. There is exeris amalchus that any woman, any psulo who gets married on Wednesday should get killed. So the chachomim can convene, and the chachomim can say that they can be misake another day. It can be misake another day. All right. So this is how Rashi explains. Nakru v'yisakru yom nachim. Oma Rabbe, the Amre Psua Anisibi Navi, the Boyal Hegmin Chil. Not that the Xeras Amalchus was Psua Anisibi Navi is the Hori. But Psua Anisibi Navi, the Boyal Hegmin Chil. And that again, that was done by the Yvonne. So that's the Sakone. So Mele, the Sakone is, because it's the boy like mitchil. So the first kashi is, why does the price call it sakon? In other words, the boy like mitchil. In other words, and the malchus wouldn't punish the headman. So every headman was able to rape if so Hanis is being of him. So the melee, so the Gemara is asking, why does the price say mishma sakones? It wasn't a question of sakone, it was a question of saving themselves from being forced into snooze, but not sakone. So, hai sakone enesu? So the answer is, mishum liiket snueis, di masra nafshay rikton. In other words, as a matter of fact, if the Malchus gave a license to every headman to rape a Jewish woman, so he didn't have to kill her. But many times they were tznuays who fought back the headmen when they tried to force them. So they tried to fight back. So many times the headmen, in anger against the woman who presented an opposition to being raped, so he killed her. So in other words, so many times he told the Jewish woman, if you fight back, I'll kill you. So they were tznuays who fought back in spite of the fact that they exposed themselves to the possibility of being killed. So that's why it says Misakonade. Alright. Now here we have a big machlokes kashe. And this is the most difficult part of the whole sugya. What's the gemara's kashe? Haisakone inesu. So many rishayim, And I went through the whole Shinim Kvetzis of all the Rishenim. It seems that most Rishenim are here at this Pshat. Most Rishenim are in the law. And I think Rashi also. I mean, they explain Hai Sakone Enesu. Why? Because sins. So, I mean, the more discussion. The Midrash of Enesu short. The Midrash is short. Because sins, if Besdin will tell the Bnei Yisrael, that when the headman comes over to them and he says to them, now if you fight back, if you put up in a position, then I'll kill you. So then, they're not mechuyev to the Nisa Nefesh themselves. Even though Arayis is one of the Averes, that it's Yehovah Yaver. But, since, so, that has to do with the Sugi in Sarev. Since the Isha is Kakeiwo, so many Rishayim say, not all Rishayim, many Rishayim say that when we say that by Arayis it's Yehovah Yaver, only the Arayis by the Baal, by the man. But the Arayis by the woman, we don't say Yehovah Yaver. Why don't we say Yehovah Yaver vis-a-vis the woman? Because how do we know that Arayis, because Nefesh is not Eich Arayis? It's a Hekesh to Ritzich. Because Kashayoku Mishal Reu Tzochekin Adomar Azeh. So there is a Hekesh between Arayis and Shvich Zomim. And by Shvich Zomim, and Shvich Zomim, it's Yehovah Yaver. How do we know that by Shvich Zomim, it's Yehovah Yaver? Because it's Yisroel, my Chozis. I mean, if Yaakov says to Reuven, you kill Shimon, if you don't kill Shimon, then I'll kill you. So then he has to let himself be killed and not to kill Shimon. Why it's Yisroel Pshuta? Because my Chozis, the Domach Sumekvei, that Domach Chavroch is Sumekvei. How do you know that your blood is more red? Maybe your neighbor's, your friend's blood is more red. That doesn't mean as one wrote in the Torah journal, someone wrote, I mean, everything is possible. And so one wrote that if somebody, let's say, is a treife, he suffers, let's say, from leukemia or something else, and he's a treife, I mean, he's afflicted with an incurable disease, and the doctor says there is no cure for it. His days are numbered. Now, suppose a nano says, you kill this treife who suffers from terminal cancer, from leukemia, otherwise I kill you. So of course it's a small pshuta, it's a normal portion that it's your Yahweh. Treife, there is a tour of mise, but it's a yachlis, and your Yahweh does not depend upon the chiyuv mise, whether there is a chiyuv mise or there is no chiyuv mise. Now let's say if it's kofze with yahri, so there is no chiyuv mise. No, so because of that, if somebody is forced to be kefis, another person with the Ari, so that Ari will devour him up, so he will not have to be misanefesh himself. Of course he will have to be misanefesh himself. But that's an expression. He says, how do you know that your blood is redder? Maybe your neighbor's blood is redder. So it's not because of the red corpuscles in the blood system. Even if he doesn't have any red corpuscles, if he's such a treife, he's so sick that he doesn't have the red corpuscles in the blood system. So he's still the same Ritzeach, even though he'll be potter of Mrs. Besdin, but the Ritzeach will be. But that's an expression. It means, in other words, that all men are equal. That's what it means. My chosen didomed didoch somikvei, dilmo domed chavroch somikvei. That means that the two nefoshes ashkol, the two nefoshes ashkol. In other words, that all men are equal, all people are equal. So the male, it's not shaykh to say that because of his pikuach nefesh he should be allowed to kill another person. So it's his pikuach nefesh. What difference does it make? This pikuach nefesh, that pikuach nefesh. So regarding shvichus domim, it's svar pshutom that it's your goyada. And since there is a hekesh between arayis and shvichus domim, so Mele, Ashiyoku Mishal Reyu, Utsochekin Adomar Azeh, so Mele, by Arayis, it's also Yahweh Yahweh. So Teisus says in Sanhedrin, and that's the Shite of most Bala Teisus except Rabbi Netan, that by Arayis, so when we say by Arayis is Yahweh Yahweh, only the Arayis of the Ish, but Arayis of the Ish or not, of the Nivellus not. Why? Because the whole business to buy by Arayis is Yahweh Yahweh, it's a Hekesh, it's Yahweh Fuseh, From Ritzicha Elad Shechidomim, and by Shechidomim, why is it Yod Moyaveya? Because of my Chozis. So when is a child to say my Chozis, if the Akum says to Ruvain, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, I kill you. So then the child to say my Chozis. But suppose, the Akum says to Ruvain, now, you are a very heavy person, and here there is a tinnik lying on the bed. I'm going to pick you up and throw you on the tinnik, and that will kill the tinnik. And if you put up a fight, if you don't let yourself be picked up and to be thrown upon the tinnik, then will kill you. So in such a case, Reuven is not mechuyev to put up a fight, because there he can say, sin, he shevel taisi, he doesn't do a thing. He's like a stone. He's completely passive, but he doesn't put up a fight. The Akum told him, if you put up a fight, so then he'll kill him. But if he remains passive and doesn't do a thing, so lets himself be carried like a stone upon the tinnik, then, so the Akum will kill the tinnik. So in such a case, we say, my chos is the other way. Why should he have to put up a fight in order to save the life of the tinnik? How do we know that the blood of the tinnik is redder than his blood? Maybe his blood is redder than the blood of the tinnik. It's a mitzvah, it's an expression. I mean, his nefesh is as shokel, is as precious as the nefesh of the tinnik. So in other words, that means that by mitzvah, if he is a he is not mechuyev to be misanefesh himself. So the melee since harayis is hukash to ritziche, and by ritziche there is no din of yoreh vayaveh when the person is ishev al taiseh. So by harayis, when the person is ishev al taiseh, there is no yoreh vayaveh either. Who is ishev al taiseh by harayis? The ish is become vaseh. But the ish and the nevelis is ishev al taiseh. Now the Chaim in the Sefer is the kasha against stasis. What kind of a raya is it? He says, "We it's hukash, a raya is to Ritziche." And by Ritziche, if the Akum says to Ruve, I'm going to pick you up and throw you on the tinnik. And if you don't let me, if you put up a fight, so then I'll kill you. So he's not mechuyev to misanefesh himself, since he doesn't do anything, because since he's Shevel Taiseh, so maybe we can say, my chos is the other direction. So maybe by Arayis also. So he says, what kind of Arayis? By Arayis, so the halacha is that v'nichrisu ha'nefoshes oasis. So even though the Baal does a maaseh, and the Ishe does not do a maaseh, but they are both guilty of the same Aveira. So it's the same Aveira. Mashenkin by Ritziche, if an Akum takes Ruvain and throws him on the tinnik, so who does the Ritziche? Ruvain is only a stone. If somebody takes a stone and throws him on a person and kills the person, so who commits the Ritziche? The stone or the person who throws the stone? Of course the person who throws the stone. So what difference does it make what kind of a stone it is, whether it's an animate stone or an inanimate stone? So one second. So how can we compare it? How can we draw an analogy between Arayis and Ritziche? Two Ritzukesh, Arayis to Ritziche. But by Ritziche, the reason as to why he's not mechuyev to be misanefesh himself is because there is no Ritziche. Vasheiki b'arayis, there is the Yisra b'arayis. So how can we make a hekesh? I once said before my father Zechem Levorachim that it doesn't seem to be such a strong kasha against Jesus, Reb Chaim's kasha, because the Rambam says that if anyone kills a human being through a grome, so he's a ritzeach, he's evil misel tzoch, he's chayiv misel yishamayim, but he is not chayiv misel yodo, but a ritzeach he is. Now, I mentioned before, if, let's say, a person will, if a person will be forced to be kafir, he says, haveru ifniari, otherwise he'll be killed by Yamas. So then, it's still Yom HaGoyavia, because the deen of Yom HaGoyavia does not depend upon Chiyuv Nisa. It depends upon the Yisrael Tzirch and not upon the Chiyuv Nisa. So, by Kohen, there is also a deen of Yom HaGoyavia. So, true indeed, if let's say, if someone will take another person, when, let's say, Reuven, doesn't make any difference whether Nakum will take Reuven, or Reuven will pick up Shimon and will throw him anything. And let's say Shimon does not have to lose his life in order to fight back. He can easily fight back, not let himself be thrown upon it. He will not be hired his best because he's only stone. But the Kohone will be. Eritzeach will be. Because he lets himself be used as a stone. All right, a stone. A stone is not a voluntary agent, I mean. But a human being, if a human being lets himself be used as a stone, so he's also a Ritzia. Not a Ritzia of Yudayim, but a Ritzia of, because after all, it's true. The stone constituted by him that Tinek was killed. So Mele, a Gomel, if there hadn't been any anus, so then he would be a Ritzia, even though he's a stone. So, but he's not Yochim to Misa Nebesh himself, because he'll be able to be Isa of Isiatoch. Bishalot Isa, let's say if he's not false. So Reuven will say to Shimon, you want to have fun? I'll pick you up and I'll throw you on the tunic, I'll kill the tunic. We'll have fun together. And he's not forcing him that if he doesn't do it, if he puts up a fight. He wants Reuven to join him in fun together. And Shimon will not put up in a position. Shimon will also be a mitzvah. He'll not be chayav mitzvah first, he'll be chayav mitzvah l'shamayim. Be chayav mitzvah l'shamayim. Because he allowed himself to be used as a stone in killing the tinnik. So Memele, you can understand Tesis Lomdes. My father liked it very much. So Memele, we can understand Tesis Lomdes as to why Tesis says that vis-à-vis the Isha, we do not say Yor Yaveya. Why? Because how do we know that it's Yor Yaveya Barayas? Because of the Hekish of Yitzchak. How do we know that Yitzchak is Yor Yaveya? Because of the Sword of Machosis. But in the case where the person who kills, so is Isha Valtaise, then we don't say Yor Machosis, because we say Machosis the other way. So we may Barayas. Where the person who does the Aveir of Arayas is Sheval Taise, so then we don't say Yehoi Boyam. So now, the question is, here the Gemara says, V'litresh Le'udein Eshore, let Bezdin declare to them that Enes is Muter. Now, what does it mean, Dein Eshore? Even on this, so they are two pshat. From Tesis it's Mashma, that the pshat v'litresh l'udein eshore is that the woman does not have to let herself be killed in order to avoid being forced into rape. So that's what, this is how Tesis explains it. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, he doesn't say, in other words, let the Chachomim tell all the Jewish women that when the headman forces her and he tells her if she fights back, then he'll kill her, so she doesn't have to fight back. That's not the way Rashi explains. One second, let me explain the Gemara. That's not the way Rashi explains the Gemara. But the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that, in other words, let the Chachomim, let Besdin make a declaration to all the Jewish women that in case they are forced, so then they are still mutaris to remain with their husbands. Why? Because many Jewish women sincerely believed that even when a woman is raped, she's a soul one. They didn't know, they were ignorant of that halacha, that an ish is yisroel, shezim, sobeinus, is mutaras l'vayon. So, Rashi emphasizes, in Rida Shodei Shore, the nivelles beinus in meseres al-vayon, the alfino mikamon ferndalot, mevihilo yitriso, velo yimimso rachlo yisim. Most Rashim, first of all, Tesves, and most Rashim, they explain the Rida Shodei Shore, not let Bezdin declare to the women that when they are raped, so they are still mutaras to their husbands. But Lishon and Ishore that it's Yavim al Yorik. Because you see cases in the Kashi. Vintemo Abdim and Firm and Seyel Amire. Alkol Abib is Yavim al Yorik. Chutz Mavim is Chom and Vigla Raya is Shvechaz Domi. If Tesis had explained the Gimore of the Lishon and Ishore the way Rashi does, then Tesis Kashi is no Kashi. Then Tesis Kashi is no Kashi. So we see that Tesis didn't explain the Gemara, the literature of the Neshore, in the sense, let Besdin, let the Chachomim, the contemporary Chachomim, the Chachomim of Isador, so enlighten all the Jewish women that Tesis didn't explain like Rashi. That let the Chachomim enlighten, inform the Jewish women that when they are raped, they are mutaris to their husbands. But religiously, in Shore, according to Tesis, is let the Chachomim declare to the Jewish women that it's Yavim al Yorik. So Tesis says the Kashe, why is it Yavim al Yorik? It's Yorik or Yavim, Arayas. So Tesis gives the Teret. So Rambam's Teret is that it's Shish. That is Mizane with an Akum, so there is no Yorik or Yavim. And the other Shite is that there is no Yorim or Yavim vis-a-vis the Nivelles. But if Tesis is assuming that Gemore is saying that the Chachomim should declare to the Jewish women that when the Hegman will force them under the threat of being killed, so it's Yavim or Yorim. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Now why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? Is it because maybe Rashi Shite is to the contrary? Maybe Rashi Shite is the contrary? There is such a Shite Hashem that it's Yorim or Yavim, even vis-a-vis the Nivelles. It's Yorim or Yavim, there is such a Shite. There is one Boshi in the Balamoya. Where is the Mokir that the Nivelles is not Mechuyeris to the Misa Mefesh herself for her eyes? There's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What the Gemara says that Al Shor Aviris, it's Yaveh Bal Yorek. It's Yaveh Bal Yorek. So that's only Bitzine. Bifar Hesye. So Bishor Aviris, because of Tildish Hashem, is Mechuyev to the Misa Mefesh herself. So then Gemara says Kashe. So then there are two Torutzim. There are two Torutzim in the Gemara. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the final hour of the days, Gemara says, Ki also Rabbi, Omer Rabbi Echen, Afilu Shaloi Bishas Zeras Malchus, even though there is no Zeras Hashmad, Lo Yomu El Bitzine, Avo Bifaresia, Afilu Mitzvah Kalo Yal Bo Yave, Yoi Bo Yave, Mai Mitzvah Kalo, Omer Rabbi Abar Avitzro, Komarab, Afilu Mishli Arkesed Im San, Vichamo Faresie, Omer Rabbi Yakev, Omer Rabbi Echen, Faresie Pus Masor Meod. Alright. Then the Gemara says, as the Kashi, Vo Esta Faresie Ave, Omer Abai Esta Kakia Yomu Yisom. Robo Omar Hanoesatz Monsharam. Now, so, Tutoruzi. So there is a Machloikes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that there is a Machloikes between Abai and Robo. Only Abai says Esther Kakeriba Moiso. So that's the reason as to why Esther would not have to be Misanefesh herself. But Robo, he is really kind of holding of Kakeriba. And according to Robo, so even if there is one is Kakeirom, so there is still a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the reason why Esther was not misanefesh herself is because Ahasuerus was not mischavim la'avir. He was mischavim la'esatzmi, so there is no deal of Kiddush Hashem if he's mischavim. But if Ahasuerus, instead of being mischavim la'esatzmi, would be mischavim la'avir Esther, then Esther would be mechuyeves to be mischavim. There is a machlekes between Abai and Robe, so Robe is held the whole thing of Esther Kakeirom. So the only reason is why Esther did not have to be misanefesh herself is because it had a satan shame. But otherwise, she would have to be misanefesh herself. She would have to be misanefesh herself, and even though she was a kakeirom. So then, that means according to these Rishayim, so even vis-a-vis the rebellious, there is halacha miseras nefesh. There is halacha miseras nefesh. And the Gemara only has the kashe for Esther Faresiave, because this Gemara does not, so the Balamoya mentions such a shit as Rishayim, even though that's not his shit. But the Balamoya mentions such a shit as Rishayim, that our Gemara, that says for Esther Faresiave, does not agree with the Gemara in Megillah Daftes Vov, Hashar Obaditi or Boditi. That means that Esther was married to Mordechai. So our Gemara, when our Gemara only asks, where Esther Parhesiave, when the Gemara only asks Esther Parhesiave and our Gemara, so the Gemara is not asking from the point of view of Arias, but the Gemara is only asking from the point of view of Parhesia, that I'm sure of it. Why not on the basis of Arias, Esther should be Mechuyevet Misanefesh herself? Because our Gemara holds that Esther was a Pnuyeh, she was not married to Mordechai. I mean, our Gemara is Chilek, and the Gemara in Megillah, Kasher Obaditi Obaditi. So Melech, she was a Pnuyeh. So the Nisa of Akum Abo, our Israelis, that's like Shoraviris, that's not Arias. But some mele, the Gemara gives the teretz, kakeilom, or anuesat mishane, mashe'inki ba'arayes, so then there is no heter of kakeilom, and there is no heter of anuesatzmon, and then Rabbi Tamshike is also like that. That insofar as the din of Yod Vayav is concerned, so it applies equally to the Baal and to the Nidalas. And the reason as to why the Gemara has the Kashif or Esther Faresia only on the basis of Shoraveres, because of Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, but not on the basis of Arayes, because Ramtam Shita is that even in Shishish, Ramtam says that our Gemara agrees with the Gemara in the Gilead of this world, Kashif or Vanity or Vanity, that Esther was married to Mordechai, she was in Shishish. But be a sacrifice, be as behemoth, so it's mufke of the Yisra of Arayas. That's how the Tamshite will discuss it. But that's how the Tamshite. So the Mele, but it involves Joravayas. So the Gemara's teretz is either that Esther Kakeirom Meisor, so that's the teretz, according to Abaye, and the chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh v'Sakdish Hashem, but that's no teretz, that's no excuse of the chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh on the basis of Arayas. It's Yor Yave. Oh, Rome says, and it's Asmashal, Masha'inke, if an anus Yisroel would force an Ishishish, not an anus Akum, an anus Yisroel would force an Ishishish, and he'll tell the Ishishish, if you fight back, then I'll kill you, then she's not according to Rabletan. She's Mechieves to fight back. She's Mechieves to fight back. So it's not such a double portion. It's not such a double portion that vis-a-vis the Nivellas. So there is no din of Yahweh Yahweh. But most Rishayim have the shite that vis-a-vis the Nivellas. So there is a halacha of Yahweh Yahweh. In other words, there is no halacha of Yahweh Yahweh. As a matter of fact, there are two Yosoids in the Gemara. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Rosh Hashanah Gemara in Sanhedrin is like this. That I down them down. So the girls in our text is Taylor. But there is another girls. At Naram Rosso, Yehori, we are Yahweh. Not Taylor in Baltave. But if we are Gayris, Taylor in Baltave, so that means that by Naram Rosso, there is also a bit of Yahweh. So it's not a chit of a portion. It's going to, into Gyosoyis in the Gemara. Into Gyosoyis in the Gemara. I mean, there are some reshaming. There are some reshaming. Who accept the girse of Tehorek Baltaveir? Some Rishayim say that the white girse is Afnaram Rosso Yaharik, Yehorek Baltaveir. And some Rishayim accept the girse of Tehorek Baltaveir, and they still hold that these are hidden dwellers ordinarily. There is no din of Mesiras Nefesh because Kalkahilo. So how do they explain the Girse of the Hor Baltaveir? So they apply it to a case where the Anus tells the Isha, now listen, the Anus tells an Isha, Israelis and Ishishish, that she should force a man to be born by her. She force. If not, they'll kill her. So in such a case, It's a very strange pshat. So, strange pshat in a strange situation, I mean. So because of that, because the question is, how can it be visualized in Kishol Ledas? So how can a woman force a man to be born? But anyway, there are some Rishayim who explain that Girse that way. But that's a very difficult and strange pshat. So usually, the Rishayim who accept the Girse of Teyot, they hold Baltaveir, they hold that the din of Yahweh Yahweh applies to the Nivellas just as it applies to the men. So it's a question of two Gersoids. So, but the question is, why doesn't Rashi explain the Lidrash Lidin Shoreh the way most Rishayim explain the Lidrash Lidin Shoreh? In other words, let the Chachomim declare to the Jewish women that if the headman will force her under the threat of death, it's Yahweh Valdor. Why doesn't Rashi? So you could say that Rashi agrees with the Shiva's Rishayim that it's Yahweh, that it's the Holy Valdor. But it's not much more that way, that is Rashi. So Rashi Shite currently seems to be in other places. Seems to agree to accord with the Shita of Rishayim, the Shita of most Rishayim, that the right gift, that vis-a-vis the Nivellas, there is no din of your Yahweh. So Rashi could have explained the Gemara, the Lidrash Lidin Shoreh, the way most Rishayim explain it. The Lidrash Lidin Shoreh, let the Chachamim declare to the women that it's Yahweh Yahweh. Why is Rashi forced to explain the Gemara of the Lidrash Lidin Shoreh, that the Nivellas Beinis in the Seres Avaylo? So I think that another pshat is possible in Rashi. That Rashi Shiti is that Rashi Shita is. Now, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the other Shita. Let's say, suppose an Anos tells a Jew, you be Mechal Shabbos, if not I kill you. And it's not the Pharisee, it's not Mishav Lavire, it's Mishav Lavire Satsme. He wants the work done by the Jew. So then it's Yavu Vayor. Mechal Abos, it's Gemorim Precious. Suppose the Jew is in a very high matrege, he's ready to release an Ephesh himself. Is he allowed to do it? The Rambam says he's Mavid Asmodas. If an Akum forces the Jew to be Mechal Shabbos, if not he'll kill him. And even though the Jew is willing to miss an effort himself, he has the Gemurah, and he's ready to miss an effort himself for Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam says that he's a Mishayu Nafshim. Adar Shein Lachem, and the Rambam. And they say that Tobel Boho, if he's in that Madrid, and he's willing to miss an effort himself, he's Mikhail, a big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. All the Shein will agree, if a Chayyu will decide, let's say, to be miss an effort himself, not to eat out, he's very sick, he's in the hospital, and doctor's telling him he has to eat out. And he says he refuses, he wants to die. So then all the Rishonim agree, the Ram says, the Ram, the Rosh, all the Rishonim agree, in such a case, there is no Kiddush Hashem. What kind of Kiddush Hashem is he? Just because he dies when the Torah says, V'chayvayim Rishonim is there. But when the Amos forces him, so then he demonstrates, in the presence of all the Goyim, that the Jews cannot be forced to be either of those of. So then many Rishonim achir and Ram. And according to the Rambam, even in such a case, he is not allowed to be Israel himself. But most Rishonim say that if Mamshor Aviris, if the Akum forces him, and it's Mishava Nisatsme, so if the Jew is willing to mislevish himself, Tovel Avor, it's a special Madrid, Tovel Avor. So maybe the reason as to why Rashi doesn't explain the Lidrish Ludein Eshor in the sense, Rebbe Chachomim, declare to the Jewish women that they don't have to be misleveraged themselves. It's Yavav al Yorek, V'yorek, and he explains the Jewish in Shore. Let the Chachomim declare to them that if they are late, they don't have to worry. They'll still be allowed to remain with their husbands. Because maybe Rashi Shiti is like the Rishonim who are Chilek and the Rambam, that even when there is no Chiyuv of Misras Nefesh, so, but still, if he wants to be misanefesh, he's becoming mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So if it applies to Chil Shabbos, it applies, why shouldn't it apply to Arayis, where she's Kakeilom? So, if Arayis is Kakeilom, so it's like Chil Shabbos. But it's not more than Chil Shabbos. So if we got the Chil Shabbos, there is a heter to be misanefesh. So certainly, we got the Arayis, where she's Kakeilom. I think that even according to the Rambam, that where it's Yadav al Yorek, but it's Chil Shabbos, so if it's Nerak below your bar, he's Ma'avid Atzim Adas. He's Ma'avid Atzim Adas. So that's only regarding Averis like Chil Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh is not the Echel Ovi. Masheinke, I'm not sure, but it's possible. Masheinke, Ligabi Arayis, where the Avera is such an Avera that Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to it. But there is Aloche, that he is Sheva Otaise. So then Pikuach Nefesh is the Yehre, but since the same Avera become Pase, there is a Tichim of Yehoi Avera, so perhaps even the Rambam will be made there that these are hidden malice, assuming that the Rambam Shita is. And there is confusion on that point too, because we don't know what the Rambam Shita is. Vis-a-vis, there is whether the din of Yahweh Yahweh applies or not. But assuming that the Rambam Shita is like most Rishonim, like most of our cases, that vis-a-vis the Nivellis, so where the Misha is a Kalkeimov, so there is no din of Yahweh Yahweh, that the Rambam Shita is like that. But maybe the Rambam will be made that in such a case, there is a only Gabi Chil Shabbos, where Pekach Nefesh is Deichah, the Avera of Chil Shabbos. But if it's not Deichah, then Pekach Nefesh is not Deichah. But it's only Deichah because she doesn't do any Maiseh. Maybe she has a Heter. But anyway, the Rishonim who say that even Gabi Chil Shabbos, she wants the kind of mitzvah if he doesn't let himself be forced into Chil Shabbos, and he prefers to let himself be killed, so it's in kind of needs of Kiddush Hashem. So certainly, if the woman, an Ishishish, has the gvura of letting herself be killed, I mean, we have to say that, because otherwise, so the Gemara of Dalit Min Yomodim Yomodis will be kashe against the Rambam Shite. If we are going to say that the Rambam Shite is that it's also to be Mitzvah Nefesh himself, even an Arayus where the Aloha is Yavar Al Yorek, how about the Dalit Min Yomodim Yomodis where the Paschal said, I mean, that they did a tremendous mitzvah. So that's very possible. But certainly according to the Rishayim, who say that at every Aveira there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem if he lets himself be killed. So Meile Rashi couldn't explain the Gemara, the Lidresh Lehudei Mishore, in the sense that the Chachamim should make a declaration to all the Jewish women that if the headman threatens to kill her, so it's Yadav HaYorek. Why should a Chachamim tell there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? And if Rashi says the little should be sure, because as Shmuel Betzes points out, and it's mucha from Rashi, the Tznuis were misanefesh themselves, so they didn't misanefesh themselves because of Kiddush Hashem. That wasn't their motivation. Their motivation was because they were ignorant. They thought, they were Tznuis who thought that once a woman, a married woman is raped, she's asur l'balonisvah. They didn't know the halacha. They didn't know halacha. And they decided to let themselves be killed rather than to remain osur on their husbands. So the motivation was not the real, the proper, it wasn't the ideal motivation. It was an emotional motivation. So this is why the Gemara is the kasha. The leaders in Shore, not where the Chachamim declared to all the Jewish women, they don't have to be misanefesh themselves. If a certain woman, he has the courage to be misanefesh herself in the kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, even though she's not mechayeres, why should the Chachamim tell them not to be the kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Did the Chachamim advise Rabbi Akiva, no Gashon HaRogi Malchus, they should not do this heroic act? So why should they advise the Jewish women not to do this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? But the Tznuis who were misanefesh themselves, so they didn't misanefesh themselves with the ideal motivation, because they were ignorant and they thought that if they will not fight back and they will be raped, so their husbands will have to divorce them. So they preferred to let themselves be killed rather than to become a asur al-bayit. So it wasn't the ideal motivation. More as the kashe, the literish ludein is shored in velas veines in the seres al bailo. The albino we come to the dalet. Mivhilo need me so, the lumbinsere, napshe. So, it's, the Gemara says, hai sakon reinesu. So the Gemara says, so we should make it tznuis the boss of napshe lektore. So why were the tznuis miss napshe lektore? Not because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but because out of ignorance. They thought they would be asur al-bayit. So the Gemara says, the leaders were in the shore, so then they will not be misanefesh themselves with that motivation. And if they are willing to misanefesh themselves with the ideal motivation, Tovra l'Yitrocho. But the Chachamim should inform them and straighten them out. They shouldn't be misanefesh themselves for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason. So the Gemara says, the legal should be short. So the Gemara now. And from Rashi, it's Mashman, Shimchabetzis also says that according to Rashi, the Kasha of the Gemara is the legal should be short. So once the Chachom will inform all the women that an Ishis Israel, Shemenso, is with Teres Lebayo, so then they will not be misrepresented themselves. So then, why does the Bible say, call it Sakone, let the price call it Mishmeres, not Mishim Sakone. That's the catch of the Gemara. So the Gemara Stelitz is, Ike Putzes, the economic hands. What do you mean Ike Putzes? Ike Putzes, the in the kill law, under the Rotsi, the Nesores al Balei, So, because of that, so the Chachamim couldn't make a declaration to all the Jewish women that the Ishis Yisroel that Nenso is mutaras bailo, because Ibn Hachomim will make that declaration. So then the putzes, those who marry Jewish, those women who are naturally lax and not conscientious in their observance, in tznias, so once they're here, if a woman is raped, she's mutaras lebailo, so then a few Jewish women will be nechshul and they'll be mizamer behotzen, and then they'll tell their husbands, well, of course, what could I do? And in a happy, you find princess of that level too, I mean, of such a low level. I mean, in Klal Yisrael you find everybody. So, even in the days of Chazal, so you found such women. So because of that, so the Chachomim cannot declare, make an open declaration that a Shishish and Enso is Mutaras Lebailo, because that might be Machshir. That might invite the Putzis to be Mizanim Rotzim. So Tisa says the Kashi against this Pshat. So Mishum Putzis Naniach Laharim Kesetzluis. But it's not such a difficult question. If we are going to say like the Rambam Shike, that when there is our, I say that there is a possibility that even the Rambam will agree that these are hidden valleys where it's not been of Arayas, but there is no din of Yoyim or Yahweh, because Kata Elom, but maybe even the Rambam will agree that there is a head up in this marriage. I said there is a possibility, but let's say not like that. But the Rishayim will say that one is allowed to mismanage himself on Chil Shabbos and Ola Avira Shebateiro to be Mekabes Hashem. So certainly, vis-a-vis the Yisr Arayas, even in respect to the Nivellis, she certainly has a head up. Assuming that she is, it's Yad about, it's Tade about the Holy, but she has a head up. So if we are going to say that she is not even allowed to be Mizanefesh, so then we can, so this is Kashi, against Rashi is a very strong Kashi. Mishum Prudzis, Naniach, Haringes, Atzluis. But according to the Rishayim, that when a person is Mizanefesh himself, Al Kiddush Hashem, even though he's not Mechul, he's in the highest Madreya, he's the biggest mitzvah. So what kind of a Kashi is it? What kind of a Kashi is it? So even though we explain Rashi, that the reason is why Rashi doesn't explain Gemara, the Rifresh Ludein Shore, in the sense, let the Chachamim declare to all the Noshim that it's Yahweh about Yor, it's Tavir about Yor. He doesn't explain it that way. Why doesn't he explain it that way? Because if anyone wants to be Mesanefesh himself, if anyone wants to be Mesanefesh himself, why not? The biggest mitzvah, I mean, she'll be Gdeisha, I mean, the highest Madrei. If the Torah is Matir, it's a big mitzvah. But Rashi explains to the Shore that Nivellus Bein is in the Seres Albayim. So in other words, because the Tznuis who let themselves be killed, they didn't do it for the right reason. They did it for the wrong reason. But, so still, that's why the boys, since the women who do let themselves be killed, they don't do it with the ideal motivation. They do it for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason. So maybe we should tell them, we should straighten them out. So then, if she decides to perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in such a glorious way, in such a heroic way, fine. But otherwise, she will not be misanefesh herself. So the Gemara still, the Gemara says, Mishum Putzis. So we cannot ask the Kashi, Mishum Tznuis, Naniach Laharik, Mishum Putzis, Naniach Laharik, is a Tznuis, because that's no Kashi. Because if according to these Rishayim, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be misanefesh himself, so even if a person will be misanefesh himself for the wrong reason, he'll still be becoming a mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah that one does show him Shmo. And suppose somebody puts on tefillin, and somebody puts on tefillin because he wants to be recognized as a pious Jew. He wants that everybody should consider him as a pious Jew. So it's not the ideal thing, But he's still the kind of mitzvah. He's not the kakar to the monachtrion. Even though many Jews are the kind of mitzvahs because of publicity. So because of that, he keeps knocking because of publicity. So because of that, they are not the kind of mitzvah. It's not the ideal thing. But G'deilo mitzvah shalom lishmo. Mitzvah shalom lishmo is also a big matreide. So the mele, so if the tzmuis, if the Chachomim will refrain from making the declaration that it's that Eishishish is in Sobeimus, is Muteras al-Bailo, in order not to be machshel the putzes, not to be machshel the putzes into smooth grotz. And as a matter of fact, you see, it's not when Gemara says, that Ike putze is Mikdilo after the grotz in the Sobeimus al-Bailo, does it mean that that the Beis Yisrael sank to such a low level? I mean, that they would enjoy the opportunity of committing smooth grotz? I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, even nowadays, when the morality of the Beis Yisrael, I mean, so low, I mean, one couldn't say that. That they are waiting for an opportunity, I mean. But the pshat is this, once the Malchus is Gezer Ezer of the Poyle Heaven Tchila. This in itself, when a Malchus is Gezer such a Gezer, that demoralizes. That has a tendency to demoralize all the Beis Yisrael. Once there is a Malchus, the Malchus sanctions it. So there, even women who are not Putzes and who haven't been Putzes, all their life were being Swins, but on account of such a Gezer as a Malchus, Some Jewish women might become demoralized to such an extent. As a result of the Zeres of Malchus, that's why there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Why just to show the goyim? Who is interested in the goyim? It's to realize a chizuk in the hearts and the minds of the Jews and the Jewesses. So anyway, the Gemara says, we cannot, the Chachomim cannot make a declaration that the Rishishish is in Sabeimus in the Teres Lebailo. Because as a result of this declaration, combined with the Zeres HaMalchus, so that might instill, have chaos in the hearts of some Jewish women, who have been adhering to Tzlias in the course of years, as a result of the Zeres HaMalchus, combined with the declaration by the Chachomim, a woman is raped, she's in the Teres Lebailo. So then, some Jewish women will become princes on account of the pressure of the Gzeres HaMalchus. It's not Chas v'Shalom that without the Gzeres HaMalchus there will be Jewish women who will sink so low as to do it because, but because of the pressure by the Malchus, so some Jewish women might become completely demoralized and they will do it because, and they'll tell their husbands that they were late. So this discussion is Mishum Putzes, in order to prevent a Mishum for the potential Putzes. When the Gemara says Putzes, it doesn't mean Putzes. There are no Putzes. Potential Putzes. So in order to prevent a Mishum for the potential Putzes among the Beis Yisrael, so we should let the Tznuis be killed. No, that's no kashya. If they would have a din of Ma'amin Atzmudas, then we couldn't say, in order to prevent a laxity and demoralization among the potential putzes, so we should let the tznuis get killed. But there will be a kind of mitzvah. It will not be with the ideal motivation. So there will be a kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shalom Lishmo. Kiddush Hashem Shalom Lishmo is also a big mitzvah. I mean, that's the pshat. Now, how does this say? Amy Forrest, read that. I just want to go over the pieces. Amy Forrest, the poet, Hoch Wittrich, the Shuk Lehi Sakone, Elaimis, Vamai Koma, Misakone, Lehi, Havu, Lima, Rumainis, Lehi, Ki, Mai, Mishamet, Mishum Futze, Yafi, Lehi, Darshino, Lehi, Mishoi, Lehi, Masken, Afshai, Lehi, Dar, Kits, Lehi, Sabu, Lehi, Masken, Afshai. So the first Kashi is not a strong Kashi, because Kashi Shiti is, Tetz is apparently assumed that the Tznui, the Putzes, who are ready to sink into Pritzes, they will sink into Pritzes even if the Chachomim will not make this declaration. Steiser Shitte. But it's not Muchach. Rashi Shitte is, no, Chas V'Sholem. Bnei Yisrael, even the weakest among them, even the Bnei Yisrael who are at the lowest ebb of morality, are not to be suspected of sinking so low. Even in face of the pressure by the Malkus. But when they see that the Chachamim themselves are so little, they declare, a married woman who is late with Teres Levilas is not in heaven. That's how they will rationalize it. So in other words, there are no putis in Klal Yisrael. There are no putis. There are potential putis in Klal Yisrael as a result of the pressure by the Malkus. So there are some women who are potential putis. And as long as the Chachamim do not give any attention, so then they will not, in face of all the pressure by the Malkus, they will not sing so low. But when they hear an open declaration, the Chachamim said, any woman who is raped is mutaras lebailo, they'll start rationalizing. And then they'll say, it's not so bad. You see, even the Chachamim are very liberal. So they can be more liberal, more permissive than the Chachamim. You don't expect them to be as stringent as the Chachamim. So, I mean, that's the psychology that will motivate some women. So that's it's not a Shizvon Kashi. And then, boy, you should put this Yamichu Harek Hatzuiz. So the answer is, no. On the contrary, I think that from this thesis it's a raya, the thesis agrees with the Shittas Rambam. And furthermore, that thesis Shitta is that where the halacha is, Yavre Vali Orek, so then even in respect to Arayas, if the halacha is because of Kaka'ilo, that it's Yavre Vali Orek, or because of Ramatam Shitta, because Bias Akum Kibias Behemo, so it's Yavre Vali Orek, so the melee is not allowed to be. That's why Tesla says the Kashi. The Chimshim Kutis Yamichu Harikat Zuiz. And if it's also to be Mesnefesh, so the Chachamim should refrain from making a declaration that will save the Tzuiz lives because of the Kutis of the Mishra, all right, would be their responsibility. We cannot worry about the potential Kutis when it's a question of saving the lives of the Tzuiz. Elo Horakosh, the Rifresh Udein Eshoi, וכי מדורק הסקונה אמרו מיכו ביודם חכונים ומשם הם משום פוצת כל מיכו ביודם אינה משום חמס. Now this thesis is such a strange sheet. So the way it appears on the surface, so this is sheet is the more you ask me Kashi the reader should be shot according to Kashi and most Rishayim the Lord and it was most Rishayim the more as Kashi is in the Shore who wants the Chachomim to make a declaration that it's Yahweh on your way so the Tzuyis will not be misleading themselves. Indeed, the Tzuyis will not be misleading themselves, so there won't be any Sakonet. So why does the price say Mishum Sakonet, or the price say Mishum Eidus Veilich, not Mishum Sakonet? But Tesis Pshat is not. The reader is really sure, so when it seems Ali Medemis, when the headman says to the woman, listen, if you fight back, I'm going to kill you, so then, she's not supposed to fight back. And melee, and she's not even allowed to fight back. Not even allowed to fight back. Because of the Shnei Rambam, that where it's Yahweh Yahweh, it's Yahweh Yahweh. So what is a man that does, if he's Misa Nevesh, and even respect Arayas. So there's a sheet like that. It's a big chiddush. But even respect Arayas, if it's a kid situation, where there is no Aloch of Yahweh Yahweh, but of Yahweh, Tavir about the Holy. So the melee, she is not allowed to be misanetish herself. So the melee, the kashi is, why didn't the Chachomim stop getting married on Tuesday? Because they should have forbidden any Jewish woman in Psulo to get married on Wednesday. They should have told them you have to get married only on Wednesday. You cannot get married on Tuesday because you'll be even at the Konek. But what will the women say? But if we get married on Wednesday, so then it will be raped, all right, so it will be muta for you, if the anus will force you. It's a very strange thing. So that means there is machlokes rishayim, where the one is allowed to put himself in a situation where later on, he'll be forced to be mechal Shabbos because of Klachmash. There's a machlokes l'shem. There are some l'shem who say that even the mokei mitzvah, one is not allowed to put himself in a situation where later on he will have to be mechal shabbos because of kach nefesh. This is the shita of the Rashbo in Beit Zera. But the shita of the Balagoya is a mafrig in between of pochas mishlei shiyomi kinyan shabbos. A mafrig in between of pochas mishlei shiyomi kinyan shabbos. Why? So the major. So the shadow of our moya is because if you are married this way, you are dealing with the sailboat, not our boats. So in the melee, he'll have to be in Chal Shabbos. It will be better because of Kach Nefesh in the midst of the high seas. But Pachas Mishlei Shiyom Kina Shabbos is not allowed to be machris himself into a trier of Pikach Nefesh. So, but if he's dominating, if it's a Nisiyah Shal Mitzvah, so then he's allowed. So we'll say the Teisa Shita is that the reason is why he takes the Gemara as the Kasha, the little Shalini short, that when the headman forces her to submit to him, the otherwise he'll kill her. So then she has to submit to him, Malkudin. So mainly because of that, there is no heter for her to get married on Tuesday on any day other than Wednesday. So why? So that means you're not allowed to be in there at Akonis Chachomim in order to save yourself from yourself Znus et Yishishit. So that's assuming that this Yishite means that there is no Yisar to be machmis oneself into a tree of Pekuach Nefesh. There is no Yisar. But that there shouldn't be any Yisar to do in Maiseh whereby he'll be forced into rape the next day. It's inconceivable. There, first of all, Teis Veshite in Gittin, Basra, in Shabbos is that even though the Gemara says, even Yodom Chateki, she is Kechaveicho, so that is only if the Chaveicho is a Pesher. So one is not allowed to do a Nisakao in order to be Matzi or Ischaber from a Nisakao. But if the Chaver is anonymous in Tzazos, so then one is allowed, Chachil Reuven is allowed to do a Nisakao in order to prevent somebody else from Nisakao. Because of that, so Teisa says, so it was Muter to be Mishacher, Chetze Shifchom, Chetze Bascherin, because she was enticing people with Zmus. So, and since she was exerting pressure upon people for Znus, so they were considered as Ksasa Nusim. So even Ksasa Nusim, they were not a Nusim, and after all they had the prayer of Chofshis to resist the temptation. Still, so because of that, Teisa says that the Ordin was allowed to be either a Nisa Dereitze, a Nisa Kal, in order to be Matzil the Rabbi from Znus, which is a Nisa Chom. So Lachaskamo Bechamo. So if Ruben is allowed to do a Nisa Kal, to do a Nisakao in order to be Matzil Shimen from Nisachomo, Alachaskamo Bechamo, that the same person, that Reuben himself will be allowed to do a Nisakao in order to be Matzil himself from Nisachomo. How does Teisa say? Reuben is very short, and the Chachomim should declare to all the women, you get married on Wednesday. Don't get married on Tuesday, you'll be here. It's a Kodesh Chachomim. You may not have a Chacham. So get married on Wednesday. But then what might happen and will happen? That the headman will tell her, if you don't submit to me, so then I'll kill you. So you submit to the headman. All right, it's Yadav al-Yorik. But you do it might say that will be confusing to women. Chas v'sholem, how can Teisa say such a thing? It's inconceivable. Teisa Shita is, in all of Shas, in Shabbos, in Gittin, in Bava Basra, that we say Chateikin Sheizke Chaveicho, as long as the Chaver is not a Pesheya. So Alachas Kamavi, so even Nisa Bereise, so Ruben is allowed to do a Nisa Bereise himself to save Shimon from a Nisa Chomo. Because of that, the Shechonoch passes that if certain Goyim missionaries are trying to grab away somebody's daughter into Shmat, you know. So then he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and do all Melachas D'Oraisa in order to save his daughter. It doesn't mean his daughter. It can be another Jew's daughter also. So, Misha Onsu Lehitzi Es Bitei Lechol Adas HaRimuta Lechol HaShabbos Ulyotzi Sochutz Letrum Kliel Hatzel Es Bitei. It doesn't mean after his Bitei. It doesn't make any difference. His Bitei, somebody else's Bitei. So why? So the Bess Yosef explains it on the basis of Teis HaShite that if the Chaver is not a Bishayah. So if they want to Shmat a grown-up person, so it's a Bishayah. Why? Because if the daughter is already grown-up, she shouldn't let herself become pregnant. But if she's young, so she's not a Bishayah, what can she do? So then it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, because Chil Shabbos 1,000 times is an Issachar relative to Shmat. So one person is allowed to do an Issachar in order to be matzil another person, another Jew. From an Issachomo, alachas kamo v'chamo, that one person is allowed to do an Issachar now in order to avoid doing an Issachomo later on. Now, as a matter of fact, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Machmir Yisrael for the soldiers in the Russian army. That book should be translated into English. I think it was translated by someone. So the Chafetz Chaim mentions the situation. Let's say he's in the Russian army, that was the Tsarist army in those days. And they are forced to do melacha, otherwise they will be court-martialed. Court-martialed means shot. So it's mikach nefesh, it's onus. So of course he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if the alternative will be being court-martialed. But suppose there is a situation Friday night, the sergeant, the commander, asks for volunteers to walk, let's say, 20 miles. And those who walk 20 miles will be spared the regular work. Now, regular work involves limited walks. Walking 20 miles involves at most a lot of the rights of Chutzlit Rum, but it's not in Sakor, it's not in Samisad Bez. So, of course, walking Chutzlit Rum is an Issachar relative to Reichman Shabbos. So the question is, the Chafetz Chaim discusses whether a certain soldier is allowed to volunteer for walking 20 miles Friday night in order to avoid being forced tomorrow afternoon into writing and cooking and doing all kinds of things. All we say, right now he is not forced to walk Chutzlit Rum. He's asked to volunteer, but and then later on, if he doesn't volunteer, so he won't have to walk to the room. But and he won't have to do any melacha now. But next morning he'll be forced, so then it will be b'kach nefesh, he'll be anonymous at the time. So the Chafetz Chaim passes that if it's an Issa Rabbanon, so he should volunteer. If it involves him, definitely an Issa Raisi, he should not volunteer. Why? Because there is a machleket l'shem. Not all l'shem agree with Teis HaShite that in the case where the Chaver, the other Jew, is not l'sheya, so then one Jew is allowed to do a nisakal in order to be matzil, the other Jew from nisakal. So, but all l'shem agree, and the Chafetz Chaim also assumes that where it's a question only of nisal rabbonon, so of course you are allowed and you are mechuyev to do a nisal rabbonon now in order to be matzil yourself, from being forced to do a Nisa Raisa later on. So how can, but Teis HaShite in all of Shas is that you are allowed to do a Nisa Kal de Raisa now in order to save another Jew later on from Nisa Chomo, as long as the other Jew is not a Bishaya. So like Haskamo Bechamo, to do a Nisa Kal now in order to save himself from Nisa Chomo. And like Haskamo Bechamo, according to Teis HaShite, how can they even say such a thing? And then I have another question. I mean, it's impossible. I'm sorry, I mean, even though, I mean, everybody assumes that that's Teis HaShite, but it's inconceivable that Teis HaShite should say such a shite. It's inconceivable. In other words, the Chachomim should tell the Jewish women, don't get married on Tuesday. You will be violating the Takone. But instead, you get married on Wednesday, and then the Hagman will force your life. So put yourself in such a situation, and then it doesn't make sense that should be Teis HaShite. We see in the Gemara that the Chachomim that it's muta to dispense with it according to the necessity of way in case of any hardship situation. Let's say hardship situation of that said mommy. It's a trouble here. He'll take away the food. Big deal. I mean, take away the food. I mean, can you compare this hardship with the hardship of being raped? I mean, it's not even in the category of being compared, or not even being contrasted. Or in the case of Venus, of Mason shall Hosn or you shall Kalo, on a relative scale, is that such a big thing? So the Sunni will be Nipset, the Lord will be Nipset. So even in case of such a hardship situation, we dispense with the Takone of Israel. So you're not going to dispense with the Takone of Israel in case of Hasvisholem, rape. I mean, it's impossible. And then something else. There is a Gemara in Pesachim. Amoretz muta ulimeche v'imakipurim shechavuz v'shavuz. Very difficult Gemara. So there are all kinds of Pesachim. It cannot be understood kipshutei. So the Rif mentions in the name of Hasvisholem Goyim. What does it mean? Amoretz doesn't mean an ignorant Jew. And Amoretz means one who is false by theirs, who is misalzal of mitzvah. So the Gemara is saying, is the Gemara is misapir, the knuson shall amoretz. Those who do not care for the mitzvahs at all. If a Jew doesn't care for the mitzvahs at all, he can sink such so low that he might reach such a situation that it will be mutter to kill him by not approaching Chalim Shabbos. Because if he doesn't care for the mitzvahs at all, he might sink so low that he will be ready for Chanara Amroso. Im HaKippurim Shechalim Shabbos. Chanara Amroso, Achazocher. And the Aloche is linking Atzimu B'Navshim. So that's the more Mephoreshes. Again, the Hekesh between Arayas and Ritzich. So, the Hekesh is that by Ritzich is also Nikim Atzimu B'Navshim. But by Arayas, so it's a Posik. Ve'im Mishialo. Ho Ve'ish Mishialo. Afil B'Navshim Shalom. Afil B'Navshim is Matzimu. Ve'itzorako Ve'im Mishialo. So if somebody tries to rape in Aram Rosso, so every Jew is mechuyev to save in Aram Rosso, even if he has to kill the pursuer. So the Gemara says that it's allowed, it's muta to kill the pursuer. But the Gemara doesn't say in Sanhedrin that even on Shabbos or on Kippur, it's muta to do it. This the Rif says in Pesachim, in the name of Rav Shmuel Goyen. So in other words, so we see that the halacha of being mishiyalo, hodesh mishiyalo matzil nafru b'nafshei, implies even on Shabbos, even if somebody is ready for chanar amros, on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah for every Jew, every bystander, if it's possible to save the chanar amros by killing the rei, to kill the rei, even on Shabbos. But it involves an isam halacha, besides the isam etzicha. So as far as the isam etzicha, so it's chayimis. All right, there's the xeras akos. But as far as this amoche, so that's the Xeras HaKosu, Ve'im Mishiyalo, Ho Ve'ish Mishiyalo Matzili, Im Shabbos, Im Kippur, in other words, the Tatzol of Inaram Rosso from Enes of Znus is Deiche, Kol HaTorah.